This is New England Public Radio News. Some environmental groups say they're frustrated with the lack of progress on talks over the cleanup of the Housatonic River. The key dispute is where to dispose of river sediment containing toxic PCBs. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
The EPA's proposed cleanup plan calls for putting the toxic waste in out-of-state facilities approved by the agency, but General Electric, which polluted the river decades ago, wants to build disposal sites near the river. So a mediation was convened. Its progress was discussed at a recent public meeting in Lenox. An EPA representative told the crowd the mediation has had some little hiccups, but Tim Gray of the Housatonic River Initiative had harsher words.
It's been going like a tortoise. You know, I'm not supposed to say anything about this.
That's because mediation participants like Gray signed an agreement requiring confidentiality. The agreement wasn't signed by all the parties until late last week.
There have really been no meetings that mean anything so far.
I have no hopes for this mediation, and I actually hope that it breaks down.
That's Judith Herkimer from the Connecticut group HEAL. She says the groups involved did not have the chance to agree on the choice of mediator, Washington, D.C.-based attorney John Bickerman.
He's not the man for this job. In the early days, we all provided EPA with some alternate potential mediators, and nothing was done.
Audrey Cole, also part of HEAL, says Bickerman spoke negatively about some of the participants in the mediation.
He spoke openly in disparaging terms of people at the table. So I don't know how any trust can be implemented.
Bickerman says that's not true.
I've never spoken disparagingly about any party in this mediation, I never would speak disparagingly about any mediation participant.
Bickerman says the mediation is making progress, and he's not troubled by the pace.
It's hard to know how long a process like this is going to continue until we get into the meat of the negotiations. And I don't put deadlines on people to achieve a result.
But at the meeting, Dennis Regan, the Berkshire director of the Housatonic Valley Association, pressed the EPA's Dean Tagliaferro about the timeline.
So how long was this process going to take? Is there a drop-dead date? If it's not working after 4 years, are they going to table it?
Yeah, I don't really have an answer for that. There is no set timeline.
Back in November, Alexandra Dunn, who at the time headed up New England EPA, said it should be apparent within a few months if those taking part in the mediation would find common ground. After last week's meeting, the agency said in a statement, it's also unhappy with the length of time it has taken to get the mediation up and running. But the agency's focus is to move ahead. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.